In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, let us quieten this evening in thanksgiving and prayer. Holy and righteous God, our dear Heavenly Father, as we have come here once again to gather around Your holy and precious Word, we come desiring to thank You for this day of grace that You have granted unto us. Dear Father, we thank You for the many blessings that You have bestowed so abundantly upon us as we walk this narrow pathway to heaven. But above all these temporal blessings, dear Father, we desire to thank You for this greatest gift that man can have, this gift of Your dear Son, whom You saw it good to send down from heaven so that sinful man could be saved. Dear Father, we ask that You would increase our weak faith. Dear Father, remember those who are battling difficulties in this life. Comfort and uplift them in their time of trial. Dear Father, we pray that You would lead this nation according to Your holy will. For we know, dear Father, that all things are in Your hands. And we pray, dear Father, as Your Son has taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Dear brother and sister, I come here before you with many doubts. And I ask that, can I have my sins and doubts forgiven? This portion of God's Word that we will read here this evening came to my mind when our dear brother was speaking this morning. And if God so wills, we will speak a few words thereon. The words are found in Matthew chapter 6. And I will read verses 1 through 6. The words are as follows in Jesus' name. Take heed that ye do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray, standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father, which is in secret. And thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. Amen. This portion that we have before us is a portion of that Sermon of the Mount that Jesus held. Jesus spoke of many, many things during this sermon. There were many, many people gathered around there when Jesus spoke this sermon. In the beginning of the fifth chapter, it says, and seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him. Dear brother and sister, it's important that we gather around God's holy and precious word, that we do not tire of this word. The enemy of souls, he certainly preaches to us, doesn't he? I know he does to me. But yet, it's important that we pray to God that He would give us this kind of heart and mind that truly wants to seek and search and hear His Word. It seems like today there has been a great falling away from God. Ones that formerly believed. Ones that still claim themselves to be believers, but don't believe the same way we do. Dear brother and sister, it's important that we turn to the Scriptures, that we go back to the simple ABCs of living faith. have this childlike heart and mind and hold on to this gift. Because it is a precious gift. I had a conversation recently with one. And they said unto me that they don't believe that just Lestadian believers will attain heaven. We visited there for many minutes. I brought him back to the very pages, beginning pages of the Bible. When Adam was formed. Dear brother and sister, how many faiths were there at that time? There was one faith. We visited about the time of Noah. How many faiths were there then that were saved? It was Noah and his family. One faith. Dear brother and sister, we war against the enemy of souls. He wants to plant that seed of doubt. But like we have heard many times sitting here around God's holy and precious Word, that if we put sins away when they beset, we will not be led astray. God will continue to lead and guide. Oh, how we need to pray for those former saints, or those former ones that have lost the way. That God would lead them back into His fold. It truly is amazing to me how personal this gift of faith is. Nobody can take it from us. And we personally need to take care of it. And no matter what we say to those on the outside of God's kingdom, it is only God that can open that heart, that can touch them, to show them where they are. Show them that they need to seek Him. It causes sadness in us. It causes sorrow. But yet there is hope for them. And so that is what we do. We pray on their behalf. And we pray on each other's behalf, dear brother and sister, that we would be able to remain as little children in God's kingdom. We have much reason for thanks because we have God on our side. God will help us. When we endeavor to put sins away, just as we heard this morning, as they beset, that way remains clear. The goal of heaven is bright. How quickly Satan can begin to gnaw at us, cause us to doubt, cause us to stumble. But dear brother and sister, dear youth, remain steadfast, believing. Even now you can believe all of your sins and doubts, forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. This portion that we have before us speaks to us about alms and prayer. We heard through our dear brother this morning of that portion in Matthew, how when that king comes, when Jesus returns for the second time, how it spoke of those fruits of faith. It's interesting when we read that portion of Scripture, how those that He gathered there on His right hand, none of them there recognized and knew what they had done. They questioned Jesus that when had they done this? This is the heart of a child of God. Just as we heard in this portion of Scripture, when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what the right hand doeth. This is important, dear brother and sister. We know the Bible speaks of God even has our hairs on our head numbered. He knows everything. He sees everything. He knows what we do. He knows what we give. Does it matter that someone else knows or not? I would say not. What matters is that our Heavenly Father sees everything. The enemy of souls and our sin-corrupt flesh would desire that maybe someone would know what we do or how much we've given or the good things we've done. But dear brother and sister, What is important is that we have those fruits of faith. That's what they are. Our fruits of faith. What is that first fruit of faith, dear brother and sister, that the Bible speaks of? It is love. Many things blossom from this fruit of faith, which is love. All else follows. This portion says, take heed that you do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, it says here, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. We see this, don't we, in the world today. How they certainly desire to make known what they have done. They are attempting to climb that ladder on their own righteousness. Dear brother and sister, when believing correctly, our righteousness is found on our Lord Savior, Jesus Christ. When we have been shown this kind of love, it constrains us to do that which is right before God. And may it always be so, that we have this kind of heart. That we don't want to sound a trumpet when we have done something good. When we have given money. It's important for us to remember that all gifts, all things come from God. The temporal things we have been blessed with are given by God. The gifts that He has given you to serve one another have been given by God. God has given us life. And how quickly He can take it. And so we want to remain vigilant, dear brother and sister, on this journey towards heaven. It says here, just as we already spoke, but when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth. That thine alms may be in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. It's important that we share those gifts that God has given us. James, in his epistle, he writes very boldly. And he even writes about faith and works, that they go hand in hand. And he writes about faith without works is dead. But I think it's important, dear brother and sister, that these that we recognize and know that these works that we do are done with the righteousness of Christ. That they aren't done through our own goodness. But it's that love of Christ that constrains us to serve one another, to help one another, to support the work of the kingdom. Because we know that all things come from God. It continues here then in this red text that we have, and it speaks about prayer. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. I'm sure we have all witnessed this, where there have been those that have, we see in this world, that want to make themselves known by doing this prayer that all can see. They don't understand that God hears the sigh. God knows our thoughts. He knows what our prayer is before we have even uttered it. That's how omnipotent and almighty our God is. I was speaking with one of my kids this morning. They were studying the Lord's Prayer in Sunday school. And we were talking about that part where we pray on Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We know God's will be done whether we pray or not, won't it? But yet it's important that we pray. Because when we pray that Thy will be done, we are praying that prayer that, Dear Heavenly Father, give me strength and a mind and a heart to accept Your will. We visited there and talked about prayer, saying that there's many times that we may pray for something, and that prayer isn't answered. But I reminded him that prayer might be answered, who knows when, someday. And if it isn't answered, that's God's will too. But it might be answered after we die. But God hears those prayers. God hears our prayers, dear brother and sister. And it's important that we pray. We don't pray to be seen of men. But we pray to speak to God. Because we know that God hears our prayers. Just as it finishes here, But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Dear brother and sister, does it mean that we have to go in the closet to pray? No, of course it doesn't. But what it means is God hears even the thoughts that are coming from our heart. So may we always have this kind of prayer that, first of all, God would keep us personally in this precious gift of faith in His kingdom. We pray on behalf of our siblings and our families and our dear escorts in Living Faith that God would keep us all safe in His kingdom. And we also pray on behalf of those on the outside of God's kingdom, of course, that God could effect in their heart to seek and search and find true peace for their undying soul. Dear brother and sister, we are on a road which leads to heaven's glory. May we continue on this road, putting sin away as it besets. And when so doing this, dear brother and sister, God will not lead us astray. But rather we will be led straight to heaven's glory. And that's our purpose here, isn't it? That is our desire, to one day lay down this travel staff of faith and being able to witness and experience everlasting joy in heaven. It pays to believe. Uplift your hearts and believe all of your sins and doubts forgiven. In Jesus' name and precious blood. In Jesus' name and always blessed name. Amen. Let us quieten our hearts in closing benediction. The Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord make His face shine upon us and be gracious unto us. The Lord lift up His countenance upon us and give us peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.